What's going on, folks?
Yes.
Welcome back to the No Holding Thoughts podcast.
Uh-huh.
Hey, hey.
We are your hosts. I'm Ra.
Hold on. Maybe we give it a hey, hey. We give it a little hey, hey. No, that's what I'm saying. You're going to give you the hey, hey.
That's her call signal, right? Yeah. There. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay.
At what point? What time she come in?
So when you say yes, I say yes, and then she say
okay. Let's see if this works.
Okay,
what's going on, folks?
Yes.
That threw me off. I'm not gonna lie to you. That threw me off a little bit.
That threw me off.
I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all. We trying to get it together.
Hold on. Let's go. All right,
one more time. This is live.
Let's do the hey, hey, hey.
I got it this time. What's going on, folks?
Yes.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back to the No Holding Thoughts podcast.
Uh-huh.
We are your hosts. I'm Ra.
This is Bra.
I'm AJ.
And on today's episode, we're gonna talk about how y'all females out here getting surgery. For yourselves.
I'm supposed to have been talking about plastic surgery in general.
For yourselves. Okay, my bad.
What about dude that had the calf implants?
Apparently dudes get plastic surgery too.
He had calf implants.
Right. Oh my God.
Have you heard of this dude with the calf implants?
Never.
I've heard of thousands of women, thousands upon thousands of women mm-hmm. out here getting plastic surgery and supposedly it's for themselves. Oh, I'm not getting it for nobody else. I'm getting it for me.
I mean, sometimes women really be having self-esteem issues, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you daggone men a lot of times put such emphasis on how you like this about a woman. And like I said, the girl, Ari. Yeah.
The real Kylie sister.
Nobody was checking for her. And just think about it. Lala Anthony. Nobody was checking for her. When she was out here shaped just like that, them lunch tables, nobody was checking for them. Everybody was saying how cute they were, but nobody was really, now all of a sudden they're sex symbols. That's why a lot of women are doing this, because they feel like they have to compete, and they feel like they don't have a chance if... No, you didn't.
Who are they competing with, and what are they competing for?
They're competing against other females.
For what?
Look, I don't know, you ain't asking me these questions.
I'm asking you, you don't want to say they're the ones competing. What are they competing for?
I don't know.
You get the gold medal in what?
I can't get a specific. I can't give you the specifics.
We got to pay some bills.
yeah, you did that a lot.
They was cracking up, but that's on a woman.
Like, but yeah, you the female. Like, you the one who's supposed to be able to answer this for us. Because
women
certainly
get plastic surgery because they got low self-esteem.
So what if I'm born
and
had the calf implants?
He maybe got a little self-esteem, too.
He was born a woman. He was at the gym, and he wasn't getting the definition that he wanted, so he was like...
He's an idiot. How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
Because you get plastic surgery on your calves, that doesn't change.
He said everybody kept telling him how good his legs look. I mean, me personally...
Just wear jeans.
So he was walking around in shorts all year long so he can get some compliments on his calves? What happened?
Hey, caller.
Oh, we got a caller right away. What's going on, caller? You live on the Holding Thoughts?
Hold on. My bad. Hold on. Give us 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
I'm all Bluetooth.
Yeah, because, you know, I gotta connect it. Hold on 1 second.
I'm going to try to put me on. I haven't had the plastic surgery. You're going to put me on.
No, we just asked you to speak on behalf of women because we a little bit lost.
I can't speak for women who had it. I can say
you don't know nobody who had it?
I didn't say that.
Hold on, Carla. I'm going to hang up and call you right back, Carla. Okay. I'm going to hang up and call you
he
right back.
He got that cricket, y'all. He got that cricket. He can't connect because he got that cricket icket. Yeah. He going to get all that now.
Speaking of which, my daughter's paid.
There we go.
Yeah, we got to pay some bills. So this is our commercial.
Right.
Okay.
AJ's daughter's got lip glosses.
Nani's Cosmetics. Is Nani?
Nani's Cosmetics. Nani _ Cosmetics.
Yes. And not just lip gloss, body butter, eyeshadows. She's doing face.
Say it loud and say it proud.
Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb.
They look like little taffies and Tootsie Rolls.
That's actually pretty cool. Like right
here. Yeah, I actually do like this.
Oh, yeah, man. Bomb.
This is the bomb. You take it out and you put it on your lips.
They wrapped up just
it's
like
not candy, for men, so. Though. It's don't not be, for men. I'm just throwing that.
The face mask is.
The face mask. You gotta let my people know.
Talk a little
know.
Bit more to the mic.
I said the face mask is.
Okay.
For like breakouts, to help like, you know, clean up the dead skin cells and stuff that's on your face. So the face mask, The face mask is, but everything else.
Let's give your daughter a shout out. Young entrepreneur, 14 years old.
NANIE_
Hold on, hold on. You got to say it slow.
Okay, let me do that again.
Uh-huh.
That's
N-A-N-I-E_
Cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
That's my baby, Serenity.
Okay. I'm about to call this caller right back. Let's get this caller on a line.
That cricket working right now?
Yeah, it was always working. Look at that. I hope she ain't got no cricket.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you live with No Holding Thoughts.
No Holding Thoughts, and you better not hold them.
Okay. Now, this is my thing as far as plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like everybody see everybody else doing it, so they want to do it. Because if somebody going to deal with you, they going to deal with you regardless. And, you know, fortunately, people have had the friends now to get these enhancements done, you know, thanks to PUVA and all these other things that's going on. Everybody getting pulled out by Miami and to the DR to get these new town mommy makeovers, big booty, sex tummy, so on and so forth. But I think it's just, you know, you see this one person do it and it's just like follow suit. It's like, who's real anymore? So, I don't know. I mean, my personal opinion is I pulled just as many niggas with this kangaroo pouch.
Wait, what's the pouch?
What? I'm dead serious.
What was the name of the pouch?
She said the kangaroo pouch.
The kangaroo pouch.
Yeah. Hey.
Because on some real stuff, I say this all the time. I promise you. I always say, I really feel in my eyes that I am perfect. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I could use a little bit here and there, but I would rather work out and get it. And that way I have a little bit more gratification from my results than to pay money for something that I could have just did from the beginning. Because I know plenty of people who've had surgery, and as soon as they get home, they at Tiffany's get a strawberry, a strawberry shortcake. Like, they still eating because you done got that, you know, quick fix or whatever the case is, but you're still not doing right, where if you do it right from the jump, then you'll be okay. But I really feel like, and I always say, if I was to go and do something like that, I'd probably die on the table. God would not allow me to have a flat stomach and a big booty and be as perfect as I am and to get surgery. No, I would die on the table.
Oh, man.
I would probably lose some of my fans. I'd be like, yo, where the pouch at? Like, I like to cuddle up and pull up on that, not like, no.
Right, hold on.
Now, what about...
So, hold on. Can I ask a question?
You know what? You get this one time for the cutoff.
When you put your jeans on, do your stomach hang out at the bottom?
No.
Okay. I was just making sure because... That's not attractive.
See?
You know what I mean? It's not attractive. Don't think, you know, like, men is okay with that now.
But we supposed to be cool with y'all beer belly stuff? Y'all out here looking like y'all eating.
That's what I'm saying, because I be seeing some dudes that be looking like they pregnant.
Cheese steaks and sandwiches all day, but we just supposed to rub y'all fat stomachs. I mean, now, like I said, I'm one of those people, I love working out.
Right.
And I love working out because I want to be in the top physical health I can think of as far as health-wise, and I like a good calf. I'm trying to get my Angela Bassett on when I'm 60. That's all I'm saying, but I want to be healthy also, not just look healthy. I want to be healthy.
Oh.
But you just want to eat all the cheesesteaks.
Okay.
And it's cool for you to eat all the cheesesteaks and all the tasty cakes and all the potato chips, and I'm just supposed to rub your stomach, but you're going to tell me that my pouch ain't cute, but your pouch cute.
Well, we didn't say that it was cute.
Whatever.
We didn't say that it was cute.
You just said it ain't cute. You just said it ain't cute.
No. Well, we talking about as far as like men. She said that she don't want to get rid of the stomach. So I'm just saying that don't think men, like, I'm not saying all men.
Man, shut up.
I almost said something, but
right. I'm going to just... But listen, okay, you got somebody... Okay, that's just like... All right, I'm going to give you a prime example. You do have men who like big girls.
Thank you.
Fine. But you like shapely, big girls. You don't want nobody take like a refrigerator, a SpongeBob, flat back, big belly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your butt, your stomach can't be bigger than your butt. You know what I'm saying? You just, but you like big girls. It's just what you like. You might like big legs. You might like a little pout. You might like the one rapper talk about some, he wants something natural. He wants you some stretch marks. Yeah, I want to know something that's real. Not that you was built in the lab.
Yeah, it's not nothing wrong. It's not nothing wrong with the oatmeal cream pie. It's nothing wrong with the oatmeal cream pie. You know what I mean?
You know what?
it's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? I feel what you're saying, but when it comes to plastic surgery, I just think that, I mean, if you want
it's an epidemic now, like everybody like running out and getting plastic surgery, and I don't understand it.
That's because that's they want to be bottle girls. Thing. If the next thing, if the next trend was, say, Kim Kardashian went and shaved her head, and then Rihanna went and shaved her head.
Hold up. Okay. Jadakiss said,
it would be the same thing.
Rihanna got all these bitches cutting half their hair off.
Wait a minute.
Jadakiss said that. A lot of women was cutting their hair off because of Rihanna. So like you said, they are following trends. But the thing about it is, when I see, like if I see a woman, and it's, I'm not going to say no particular race, but when I see a woman,
you might as well just
with,
say it. Go ahead.
Okay, Spanish women, when I see them and they be having these big old butts with these little knees, like we know that it's fake. Like Nicki Minaj, like we know that it's fake.
Let me tell you why. That's not the truth. Because Puerto Rican women have big butts. Like, but it's,
not,
it's
not like
even
that.
Now.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Because the
I'm telling you, it's a formula.
She must got Puerto Rican in her.
I work.
Not even just that.
No, I'm not. But listen, I know a lot I'm of African women, and I ain't got no big butt.
The thing is, a lot of Spanish women, and plastic surgery has always been big for them before it's ever been big for us.
Right, that's true.
They won't buy a house. They won't even get a car. They will get the, and I mean, I'm not speaking for all, so let's not jump in the comments and start to murder me. But a lot of the ones that I do know, they will get their body, like that's a goal for them. Their goal is literally, by the time I'm 18, I'm going to get my butt done. Like, and it's a lot of them. But then I know a lot of Spanish women, too, that just be like, look, I'm not that thick. Or, you know, I know a few slim Spanish girls. One is on my page, and she bad. Stay in the gym. She got a nice body. She don't have no ridiculously big butt. But
she
I know
bought
a lot of them. No, she didn't buy her butt.
No, I'm just
and
asking.
What's crazy is she actually was a lot thicker. And then she got into the gym more, and she lost weight, and her body is bad. So I'm not going to say that all of them are like that, but a lot of the ones that I've met, the plastic surgery has always been big for them before it ever even got to our community.
But the thing about it is it don't look good.
I mean,
you know what I mean? It just don't
stop
look.
Stop hyping it up then. Stop.
Who hype it up? No, man. They just look stop at, they want to be Hollywood.
If y'all let these girls know that they look like these bugs that's off of Bugs Life, they'll stop doing it. Because they out here looking like they got diapers on. They out here looking real, real crazy. And then what's crazy is y'all be the same ones to turn around and look at it.
No,
I don't.
Exactly.
No, I don't look at it. I do not. I'm serious. I do not.
Turn around and look at the
I see it. I see it. But it's not like it's
appealing at all. It's not appealing at all.
I'm telling you. It's really not.
I'm telling you.
As soon as you turn around and you see that it's fake.
I was at the gas station and I saw a young lady. You could clearly see that her butt got done. And that's why I say they go get these buy-in hands. But you walking around with this bad body and your face looking like an orangutan. So you a monkey with a donkey.
That don't mean that nothing. That don't mean nothing. That's the truth. Because men don't care about what the face look like if you got a fat butt.
That's my
why did you just say that?
It's the truth. It's the truth. Like, we not going to
say that. Hold on, time out.
It's the truth.
Time out. You believe that?
What are talking about?
It's the truth.
What, like, no.
About, it ain't about
so do
being
you
believed
care about the face or the butt?
Hold on. I will let some.
Most guys will deal with it.
I will let some stuff slide.
But her body is on it.
9 times, because I know some bad joints.
Ah,
with
man.
Some bad bodies.
I ain't going to lie.
Them faces is not matching them bodies.
I don't care nothing about. I mean, that's
it.
That's a.
He didn't already told
no, me. No. That. You know, that's.
Hold on, I didn't tell.
That's
it's
somewhat.
The truth.
That's somewhat.
It's the truth.
Hold on, that's somewhat.
Everybody will let some stuff slide.
That's
what you're going to say. You'd be like, damn, she ugly as hell. But she got a fat.
Right.
But at the same.
And then the pretty girls, they feel like they got to compete with the ugly Johns. So then you
we didn't do that though. We didn't do that. You chose to see a chick get attention from her for having a big butt. So you ran out and did it. But
and
you got a pretty face.
They be thinking that they can't compete.
Why?
They only have some, a pretty face. So
nah, no, this is not only pretty face.
So, look, I'm just saying.
It's not only pretty face.
I'm just saying.
You know what's crazy? That after the show, my homie that called in, he called me after we talked the next day, which was Wednesday when we talked on Tuesday. And he was just telling me the older woman that was 60-something years old and how she was trying to say that I was talking about black women and I was trying to make a point and all that. And he was just saying that women, black women in particular, they get caught up trying to look like the...
emphasize black.
Yes, black women.
Because he said
they don't. They don't think who they are is pretty already. Like,
because we have... Go ahead. I'm going to finish this, because baby...
They don't think they pretty. Like, they don't like their hair. They don't like their skin complexion. That's why y'all wear the fake hair.
What did he attribute that to?
Lies and deception. No. He gonna finish this thing.
I really don't know.
Okay, so first and foremost, if you were to go on my page, you would see I love wearing my shortcuts.
She keeps saying I.
Because I'm about to tell you, it's a whole lot of us also. Now, the women in my family, we have thick hair. I mean, everybody, now, the long hair runs in the family. But our hair is thick. Now me, as soon as I had the opportunity to be bald head, I've been bald head. And I cut my hair all the time. At least once a year, I'm cutting my hair. Because it's too thick and I don't know what to do with it. So I just, and then it's high and I just cut it. So that's what I do. And then I like to change my look. Every 2 weeks, I'm changing my hair. I like we were talking about on Tuesday. When we were talking about how women can be indecisive. Yeah. I like to, don't do that. Right. I like to change my look up a lot. And with
Carla, are you bald headed?
Huh?
I said, Carla, are you bald headed? Because she said she'd like to be bald headed.
No, I like to be bald headed as well. I really love her hair. Like, I love her hair.
Because everybody can't rock short.
Is it your hair that's short?
You know what? She said she like it.
She still answers. So
I love it. I love short hair.
Oh, is it your hair that's short?
My hair is short. Yeah.
Okay, what you love is your own short hair, not a what
no,
it's
no,
called?
No. Because when I had long hair, I don't like it.
It be too hot. It be too hot. Like, it's thick and then it's hot, and then we don't know what we want to do with it.
So this is my question.
I wasn't done with what I was talking about last time. Right, I told you I had some bars.
Go ahead. Let's hear these bars.
Yeah, because he about to get them. So not only do we have us not thinking black women in particular not feeling like we're good enough, the second y'all see somebody like Kim Kardashian or one of these other women, and the first thing they want to do is talk about their foreign. To be black is to be foreign. So you can't get mad at the females who feel like they have to compete because all these other women are getting attention, and then they're turning around and they're going to go buy what we have naturally because it's not good enough. And then you have society telling us that we're too dark, or now you're not dark enough, or I already, you acting light skin. What the hell is acting light skin? Why I can't just act like a person? These are all the stigmas that are put in all the and all these little ghetto and hood sayings that are put on black women. So then they feel like they gotta compete and they gotta do all this extra stuff. They gotta do all this skin bleaching to feel like they're acceptable. And y'all don't even dig what y'all be doing. I'm saying y'all don't be digging what y'all doing when it's eating away at a black woman's confidence. Because not only do I have society telling me, and white America telling me that I'm not beautiful enough. I'm not me being me. I'm not good enough. I gotta look at my black man who's supposed to be the king, not, you know, my man in particular, but the black man that's supposed to love black women as is. Right. And then he's telling me I'm not good enough. How you gonna compare me with somebody who got thousands of dollars worth of damn surgery? How you gonna compare me to that?
You feel the same way, Caller?
Cause that's ridiculous. When I walk, my hips swing to the beat of our drums from the motherland. How you gonna tell me that I gotta compete with somebody who bought it and she out here looking crazy? You gonna tell me
I can't wait to give you my bars?
Did you know what? Go ahead, give me your bars. Cause I always got some backups. I always got some flamers. So go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now you speaking for yourself.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You speaking for yourself. You speaking
not just for myself.
No.
Caller, do you agree with what I was saying?
You have your own microphone.
What you're saying is right, because, you know, well, now, I'm going to say there has been a little change, and the key word is a little change in society where browner sisters are being glorified, you know, and that's the main thing that people don't get. Every other race is trying to mock what we have naturally.
Thank you.
But we are so brainwashed, we want to look like them while they fighting and love to look like us. Right. So it's like, you know, you go somewhere, you'll hear somebody say, oh, you pretty for a dark-skinned girl. Why can't you be pretty? Or, you know, you like I hear all the time, like, damn, you real pretty for a big girl. Well, who told you all the big girls had to be ugly? Like, where does that, all these things,
I was just talking about this. I'm not going to lie. Like, I have not seen too many pretty big girls.
Lies! What in the world? What do you mean?
So what kind of closet do you live in?
I'm just saying.
So the world is just populated with a bunch of ugly big girls.
Right. What are you doing?
Okay. So, all right. So tell me a big girl that's pretty.
Oh, Jill Scott. She's gorgeous.
Me.
Jill Scott.
I knew you. I mean,
Jill Scott.
Jill Scott. Okay. Jill Scott.
Yes.
Next.
Jill Scott.
How many big women?
Jasmine Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan just got big.
What?
She just, when she first came out, she was skinny.
Well, she big now.
Is she big now?
Skinny. Jasmine Sullivan.
Well, okay. Next. You see how we thinning? We getting thin now?
Because like, as far as. A lot of them in the media, though.
Because they don't push.
Okay, what if I start naming BBWs and then I say, is this person pretty? Precious.
Listen, Precious. Ashley Graham. You got figured.
Hold on. I didn't ask you what her damn skin looked like.
Hold on. Who's Ashley Graham?
Who's Ashley Graham?
She is the model, plus size she model for, I think, she like Wayne Brown.
Hold on.
Something?
Is Precious pretty?
No. Okay. Yeah, no.
Precious is not.
Hold on. Pretty. What's Precious her name? Lizzo? The rapper
singer? Lizzo is pretty.
Lizzo pretty?
Yes, Lizzo she is. Lizzo is pretty.
Lizzo, what?
I really don't.
The girl that be, the big girl that be always she having her butt cheeks out.
I just don't, I can't really, I haven't really seen her. Like,
she just be doing the
you
most.
Can't say Lizzo is not pretty.
Right. Yeah, she's not ugly. Lizzo is very pretty. She just be doing the most when she be outside with thongs on.
All right, so we just going to say no to Lizzo.
No.
And
we're
going to say no to Precious.
No. Now listen.
That's two to two.
Pretty.
That's a time. Anything.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, at this point,
but
like.
But that's what I'm saying.
It seems like I'm a little right.
But the two black men are the ones that saying that Lizzo is not pretty, though.
No, I'm just.
I mean, she's not for me. Like, I
really can't tell you what she looked like.
I don't think she's somebody.
Other than her being naked and exposing her roles and stuff, right? If she was skinny, would you say she's pretty or no?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with it.
If you were to see her face, you would say you don't think she's pretty?
I can't. Hold on, let me look Lizzo up.
I mean, that's what we're going to have to do. Yo, hey, Facebook, let me know. Okay, I mean, Jill Scott, but Jill name Scott, somebody nice. Else. Like, who else?
Who else is out here that's a big joint?
I mean, it's a, you know...
Queen Latifah is pretty.
She all right.
She's not big.
Oh, Lizzo all right.
Lizzo all right?
Lizzo all right.
Let me see. Maybe, let me look at it again. Really, let me look at it again, because you know, it's a no for me.
This is bad. Hold on.
It's a no for me.
This picture ain't too bad. She ain't too
Lizzo
bad.
Lizzo is pretty.
I wouldn't say ugly.
Look at her. She's pretty. This is a bad picture. Why you gonna put this
It's a no for me. It's a no for me. I'm sorry, Lizzo. I'm sorry, Lizzo. It's a no for me.
Right.
Because I'm looking past the makeup. You got to keep in mind, that's her best look as far as like makeup.
Go to her page on Instagram. She has pictures with her with no makeup on. Lizzo is very pretty.
I don't see it. I don't see it. You know, most women think a lot of women is pretty. And they really not. Like, they come out of nowhere and they just say, oh, well, this woman is pretty. Like, no, it's...
Lizzo, all right.
That's Ra. Ra said that they, you know, Lizzo pretty.
Lizzo, all right. I wouldn't go ugly.
What about the big girl that she played in, she got the shortcut hair. She played in Waiting to Exhale.
Who was that?
The dark-skinned lady.
I don't know.
Waiting to Exhale. No. Waiting to Exhale, Jill Scott. Jill Scott wasn't in the industry then.
Who was in the
With the slick down. She played in
Loretta Devine.
She played in the movie.
Yeah. Loretta Devine.
First of all, Loretta Devine. Pretty. Is like the same.
She pretty. Man. She pretty.
No.
Okay.
Loretta Devine is pretty, but it's a different level of pretty. No, she's not.
Loretta Devine is not pretty.
She old head pretty.
She
right. She old head.
She ugly. Just because you black, I can say you're not attractive now. Come on now.
I mean, we agree with you. But what I'm saying is, Loretta
Devine. Why all these ugly people so pretty?
Like the lady at my church that be making.
I don't understand that. Like y'all got all these ugly people being pretty.
Only person that's in the industry is precious.
If Loretta Devine is pretty, I'm gorgeous.
You think like, me gorgeous?
If she's pretty, right. I'm gorgeous.
You know, Lizzo
it's a no for me. We got to pay some bills.
Yeah. Thank you very much, caller, for calling in and sticking with us through all this.
Thank
continue
you.
Watching and continue calling in.
Yes.
Alrighty.
I'm sorry, but it's not like, you know what I mean? I'm just being honest. I know we kind of like drifted a little bit.
No, it stayed on there because it got me to thinking.
So, and if you think about it, like most big girls, not to cut you off, most big girls.
Right.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Why
but
he cut you off?
I know. But most big girls is the ones that want the work done as far as, because they don't believe that they pretty. So, like when they
don't believe that,
I don't believe
they get the lipo, the gastro bypass, they get all that stuff because they don't even believe in themselves.
Lies, I know plenty of confident big Jones. Why you go? How you going?
It's so many women that's getting this. All these girls that's now you look on social media.
No,
you look on social media. You look on social media and they used to be a certain size. Now they want to be thin. Why do they think thin is better? Like if these BBWs are so pretty.
Because you just said that Precious was ugly.
She is.
She is.
Precious' skin is all that.
She keeps saying her skin.
Her skin is gorgeous. Because,
what about the rest of her body?
No. Precious, now, wait a minute. I mean, the reason why I'm saying that her skin
she got
skin
some
is
pretty
gorgeous.
Skin on some ugly ass face.
No, she don't. It's just,
and she's trying to lose weight too.
No.
She lost a lot of weight.
She said she's not trying to get that skinny. Mm. She's not trying to get small like that. But the thing is
Monique.
The reason why people find her ugly is the first thing that they say is her nose is too wide. She has a black nose.
No, she is a no for me. Once
just
again,
shut up.
Listen, you know,
she got an ugly name.
She got an ugly name.
Yeah.
Oh, Monique, when she was big.
I think Monique was pretty when she was big. She looks sick now.
I'm talking to Ra.
Oh.
Because you say everybody is pretty.
Oh, damn me.
Yeah, you say
who is ugly? Because everybody we've named.
Everybody we named,
they got a certain type of pretty. We got old head pretty. We got pretty skin.
I don't think she's ugly. She had beautiful skin.
First of all, I ain't great.
You notice when you talk about the bad Jones, you come straight to it. They bad. But all these other chicks, you like, oh, she got some nice eyebrows. You gotta look at her eyebrows. She got some cute ears. Like she got all this other stuff.
So why all these big girls want surgery? Why all these big girls want surgery?
Because y'all making them feel like trash. Because y'all making them feel like trash. That's why. Y'all making them feel like trash.
No, I seen two pretty big women in my life.
You asked the caller what she fed and what she bald head. Then you told her that you don't like her kangaroo pouch.
No, I didn't say that.
Just as many of them with the pouch.
I didn't say that. No,
because we don't think that's cute.
No,
you ain't say that. Oh, I wish you could have provided the tape back. Because that's exactly what you said. You said we don't think that's cute, but yet and still you gonna take your belly.
Yeah,
and we supposed to be rubbing all up on it and just think that it's cute.
Hold up. Let me get right here.
They listen. I get just tired of women to say, I get tired of women saying, I had a kid. Well, I mean, now it's time to work out. It's time to get rid of the pouch.
Yeah, the kid be like 12.
And they still, but I'm not saying like a little pouch.
Kid,
it don't
pick up the pregnancy weight.
But
push the baby out and y'all pick up the pregnancy weight.
I think right, I did. No comment. I'm just saying. But they don't even want to. Get rid of the weight. It's just like you just walk around with it and just be
so
like,
do you want to get rid of your weight?
Yeah, I'm trying. I go to the gym.
Okay.
I don't want my stomach to be big no more. I don't want to be fat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to be in shape for health reasons.
Oh, shut up.
For health reasons.
Yeah, whatever.
For health reasons.
That's the same thing
you
said.
You said
yeah.
You said the same thing. No, 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 so no. He not believable, but yours is.
I did say
thanks,
health,
Ra. I appreciate that.
I also said that I'm trying to get my Angela Bassett on. So when I'm 60, I got the good calves going on. And that's what I said also. I love me a good calf on a woman in the hills.
When you was big, when you was big.
First of all, don't say when I was big because you talking like I was like 400 pounds. I wasn't there.
Well, when you was bigger.
Right, thanks.
You didn't think you was pretty. You said it on Tuesday.
Right. That was for me, though.
Okay.
Right.
So you was the only not pretty big John because everybody else
first
is pretty.
Of all, stop calling
me
big John.
All right, my bad. When you were bigger.
First of all, hold on.
You
gotta also realize
Lisa Jones said, I'm a big woman and I'm far from ugly. And I don't want surgery at all.
Right.
And I am who I am.
Right.
Okay, Lisa, call in. I mean, you're proud, you know, you're proud of Big Jones. But the thing about it is, I'm just saying what I seen. She said what must I was under a rock. I just don't see him.
More than fat. Like, you got to realize muscle weighs more than fat. I'm 190 pounds now, and you would never think that I'm 190. I'm damn near 200 pounds, mm-hmm. But it's muscle. You see what I'm saying? So muscle does weigh more than fat. So that's one thing that you got to take into account. And like I said, I felt like I needed to lose weight because I ain't like the necks that I had.
How much muscle Lizzo got?
You so disrespectful. Yeah. She be working out though. You gotta go on her page because she be doing yoga.
She the DJ Khaled that working out because I she looked the same.
No, yeah,
DJ
go to Khaled. Her page, yo.
He be faking like he working out. Everybody see that with DJ Khaled. That boy don't work out. That boy don't work out.
He take the pictures.
And you know,
just
back
Instagram.
In the day, he used to be skinny. When he first got in the industry, he used to be skinny.
Life and then he eat cheese sticks with that.
Yeah, he in real life, that's exactly what he real life do. Right. Like, he really be trying to be healthy and then will just drink a cheesesteak.
He gonna drink a cheesesteak?
Yeah, he drank a cheesesteak. DJ Khaled, I mean, he a big boy.
You gonna say how much muscle Lizzo got? Lizzo got a lot of muscle, though, because she be working out. You always trying to play so.
I don't see the muscle. I do see a lot of jiggle, but, I mean, I don't see the muscle.
Go to her page, yo. Y'all so disrespectful.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I don't see it. It's a no for me. I'm just it's a no for me. For Jill Scott, beautiful. Jill Scott, mm-hmm. I like Jill Scott.
What about when Mariah Carey was playing the big girl when she was on Precious? Remember they had her in the big suit and stuff. How she looked?
She wasn't even that big in there. I ain't even noticed.
They had her bigger than what she was.
But Mariah Carey was ugly in there without that makeup. She definitely was ugly
she's
in there.
Is a big John? What you saying?
Who?
Mariah Carey, when she was portraying a bigger woman.
In that movie, she was ugly. Her face. I didn't see her body. Her face was ugly in that
your
movie.
Girl Lizzo.
Right.
The bodybuilder.
Y'all so disrespectful. First of all, we got to go to her page.
That's the page.
Why this page ain't? Nah.
Oh, that ain't the page?
That ain't what I said.
It's a no for me, Lizzo. I'm sorry. I like your confidence, though.
You can't even find the workout page.
I like your confidence, though, Lizzo.
I can't even get, man, you talking about his.
But it's a no for me, Lizzo. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lizzo. It was a no for me. But I think any woman that think they need, like the young lady said, Lisa Jones, she said, I'm a big girl and I don't need plastic surgery. And that's how it's supposed to be. If she want to lose weight, she should do it for, hold on, let me just say this. Some things you need surgery for. You know what I mean? Because I know we talking about plastic surgery, but, you know, like knee replacements and all that. So you need, you know what I mean, some things
first
like
of all,
that.
First
but,
of
like,
first
if you start getting, like...
We're not going to bring in knee replacements.
I'm just saying.
Surgery. That's what we
but, you know, we had an older woman on the show so the other day, so I don't know. I mean, my mom need knee replacement. She said,
that's
I'm not getting
plastic
it.
Surgery.
No, I just wanted this surgery, so I just wanted to throw that out there.
This is not the same.
Okay, thing. But at the same time, like, why do you want to make your butt bigger? Make your boobs bigger.
Why y'all keep looking at all the butts? I'm not.
That's what men do. Like, men like.
So why are you surprised that these women feel like they have to compete and they're doing all this extra? Because even if, now, the thing is I'm not.
They got so
all,
many other things now.
I'm not saying that all women do it for men's attention. I'm not saying that because some people really be having self-esteem issues. Like, and like I said, it can stem from a number.
You gotta have self-love first.
I mean, yes, you can't, I agree with that.
Hold on, so time out. You're gonna go somewhere, go get a surgery. But and keep in mind, most people do like even their clothing. The surgery, all that stuff is for other people. That's people that have low self-esteem. I teach my kids, like, when you buy clothes and stuff, buy, just a little spinoff, buy what you like, right? A lot of people buy the, we talked about before, they buy the Yeezys. They buy the Yeezys, right? And they know damn well they ugly. They everybody know that they ugly. You know what I mean? Some of them is okay. But most of the ones that I see, everybody know that them things is ugly. But the thing about it is, you know why people buy them?
Because you can tell the Yeezys.
Because you can tell the Yeezys, and you can look up, say how much they cost.
Yeah, it's a standard.
So many people buy things because of the reaction of other people. That is people that have low self-esteem. Oh,
yeah. Including titties. What?
Titties? Yes, for sure.
That's why they buy their titties.
Yeah.
How many women have you come across that got their boobs done? And I'm pretty sure
some of them like titties. That's what's crazy. One of the women
look at the rack on her.
So why she got to put them on? And why don't she just buy them and sit them somewhere so she can play with them or whatever she want to do with them? Because she want the attention for her.
She didn't like that she was an A cup, and she was like, she felt like a boy.
You know what I mean? People died trying to get like all that stuff.
The profession that she has and like what she does for a living, you would not look at her and think, oh my God, she got her boobs done. She's a B cup. She didn't go ridiculous. She went to a B cup.
But I'm just saying, what's
the
point?
She just felt like she didn't want to be a triple A. She was like, I feel like a boy.
So, okay. You would get plastic surgery.
Oh, no, I'm cool. I'm
so why are you arguing something that you wouldn't even do yourself?
I understand the mindset of some people that have these self-esteem issues. The reason
if you could get the opportunity for free, would you do it?
No. And the reason why I say no, and this is
we got to pay some bills.
You going to stop my damn comments like that? Shut up. The reason why I say no is because for a very long time,
okay,
I dealt with self-esteem issues from the time I was a kid up until I was grown. I dealt with self-esteem issues. I felt like I was not cute enough. I felt like my skin was all types of messed up. And I would look in the mirror and I would find all these things to pick at. And then literally it got to a point where I was like, you know what, damn that. Like, I'm bad because I say I'm bad. And then when my mind changed, when my frame of mind changed, everything else surrounding that changed. So when my depression hit later on, it hit me so hard because I had gotten to a point where I was so, I don't know if I'm going to say in love with myself, but I had gotten to a point where, like, you couldn't tell me that I wasn't bad because in my mind, I don't care if she got the big, I don't care if her butt bigger than me. She ain't me. I'm me because I'm me. She her because she her. She bad, guess what? I'm bad too. Move over, sis. We both bad. But the difference is when that self-esteem hit because my depression hit, I felt like the hunchback. Mm. So I understand where some of these women come from, where they feel like I'm just too dark. Where they feel like, yo, like, I just, like, if my butt could just be a little bit different, like, I just be all that. Like, I just need just this little bit. And it's always a tweak. And it's always, I just need this. And I just need that. But, yeah, like I said, me, I'm cool. I got one roll right here, right? When I work out, it's that one. And I'm trying to get rid of that jaw. Mm. But I'm working on that. There was a point in time where it was probably like two, maybe three back there. But I got one. And it's that one been back there for a minute. And I work out and I bust my behind to make sure that I'm what I like when I look in the mirror.
I'm okay with you saying that how you feel.
One roll and that one roll all that too.
How you feel about, like, you want to make it for yourself. The problem that I have is people, like, when they get their butt done, they do it for other people. You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing it for somebody else because you're looking for attention, that's where I had a problem. Well, then that's where the lines.
Y'all need to stop looking at their butts then.
Listen.
What are we going to look at?
Let me explain something to you.
But I don't know.
Let me explain something to you.
When men you're giving them that attention, is why they doing what they doing.
I'm going to. I told you this. Somebody men give attention to this stuff because we want what we want. Mm-hmm. Y'all the fools. That's going to go spend all that money.
The crazy part is, a lot of time it'd be the men that be spending all the money for the woman to go get it.
But the thing about it is, he want is what he want.
Right.
So if if the man decide that he want to pay $20,000 to redo your entire body, and then he, you know, he do what he want with you, he have sex with you.
My mom.
Uh-oh.
She got to pay some bills.
She got to pay some bills. If she has sex with you. Oh, my God. Then she going to answer it, though. She going to answer it. You know, mom don't play that. Mom going to play. Mom just say, why you ain't pick up that phone?
Who said that?
That's normally like white guys like titties.
Who said that?
This is a black guy.
It's a black guy?
This is a black guy.
No, I mean, I know guys, but.
I know somebody like that, but.
I mean,
it's just people like that.
It's your preference. But my thing is, if you're going to do it for self-love. You know what I mean? Don't do it because you're looking for a reaction from someone else.
But that's the only reason you would get your titties done or your butt done.
Well, you got to think. Sometimes people want to get, like, surgery. Like if you had a baby,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to get rid of the extras. Like, if you lost the weight, sometimes it's the excess fat.
I get the excess fat that you can't get rid of.
Yeah, but so, when I you mean, got I the excess fat
got rid of, why'd you have to get your titties to sit up?
See, and that's the thing.
What did I have to do with anything?
Well, babies do, you know, make the breast sag.
But why do they have to, why do they have to sit up?
Mm.
And not only do they have to sit up, all you wear is halter tops now.
But why you make fun of them when they don't sit up?
I never said anything.
No, I never said anything.
I never said anything.
I never said.
I'm not mentioning your breasts. I didn't say anything about the woman's breasts. So,
y'all don't want regular boobs that didn't breastfed. Y'all don't want them boobs. Y'all want the ones to sit up. So then y'all get.
That's not true.
Then y'all be talking that's about. It's not true. Let's go get the titties.
Listen, nah, men don't. Men like they like what they like. Like if a woman don't even get it, so she could be skinny, and she just say for instance she didn't get the surgery. It do helps like far as like a look, but it's not like I'm gonna like you regardless.
Yeah,
I like you for you. We talking about men. We ain't talking about some young bull. We talking about men. If he like what he like, he gonna say, hey, listen.
Oh, damn, I got green on.
Because your titties are sitting up, but you dumb as a box of rocks. Right. It's gonna be over with soon. Like, the conversation ain't going nowhere.
Right. For me, it's just, like, but I you said, just happen to have nice to, titties. It's all that stuff is nice to have, but if I dig you, I mean, that's where it starts, okay, right there.
So let me get this. Mm-hmm. So if you meet her and she don't have no titties,
okay,
and she don't have no boobs,
anything more than a mouthful is a waste, is what I was told.
If she don't have any boobs, if she don't have no titties, like what you like, because you like what you like,
right.
If she just got a cute face, you really gonna tell me that you gonna pass up on a chick to walk past with the body and it's natural?
Let me tell you something. Oh, she ain't gonna let me
and
answer.
And it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Over. The chick that's just cute. You're
who got the better conversation?
You're not going to sit here and say that you didn't check for the chick with the body, though.
I'm just saying, you can look.
You going to look.
You got two eyes. You're going to say, oh, okay.
I'm going to look at the chick without
nine
the body,
times
too.
Nine times out of ten, you going to go see what the body talking about.
Nah, negative.
You already said it earlier. How you going to go back?
What negative. I said is, I'm going to look at the chick without the body, too.
Right, but.
What's wrong with that?
Who you going to hit up first, though? Who you going to try to hit up first, though? Right, come,
you want me to be honest, though? Hold on, I didn't say anything.
I'm a feet bull. You already know that. Like, I'm a feet bull.
Most of the time, men are going, who seems easier? Men like low-hanging fruit.
Right. And it might be the John. It's cute, because she might be like,
it's probably the big butt one because she get, you know, the attention.
I'm going to holler at the big girl.
It could be the big, or it could be opposite, because the big butt John could that. Be so used to getting attention. Then she might be like, my face. Like, I'm not trying to hear that. Because a lot of times when girls, especially when them joints be having the big natural booties, 9 times out of 10, they're tired of. They're tired of all that attention.
At the end of the day,
especially if they're wearing sweatpants all the time. And not
women. She ain't that tired if she wearing sweatpants all the time.
Not the tight jeggings. I'm talking about sweatpants.
Nah.
Our women, sure. They want that European look so bad. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. That's why most of y'all talk this natural stuff. These fake eyelashes, with this makeup on, with these fake nails, with these bodies that's not real with the fake straight long hair, the Brazilian hair. It's not even your, like, come on, man.
Cause y'all men be hyping these women up.
Nah, listen, even if we hype it up, we want what we want, but that might not be, that's not wifey. So if I see a woman, she have all that.
But do you realize?
Hold on, you cut me off now.
You're gonna say we might hype it up, but We're not hyping up the fake long nails.
Hold on, do they listen? Do they listen to when Rick Ross say, "I gas him up, I buy him clothes. Now she acting brand new for you, a-holes." Because that's what men do. You hype them. I told you most of the stuff that men be saying is not true.
But listen to what
they
Rick
just
Ross
want
said.
What. They
but listen
want.
To what Rick Ross said. He said he hype him up.
Buy him clothes.
Buy him clothes.
Right.
Now they acting brand new. So right. This is the thing. Mm-hmm. It's a he does it consistently.
Right.
Right? So
because he hitting. That's right. What he's saying.
But if he's doing it consistently, mm-hmm. clearly the chicks is thinking, okay, well, this is what I gotta do.
That's on her. That's on her. She needs to know. She needs to know his black
game?
Is beautiful.
What's her end game? This is what I gotta do to do what?
Right, because that's what they thinking they gotta do.
To do what?
Because they trying to get hyped up and get them some clothes
to,
so they
to get
can
what?
Act brand new.
To get what?
To get whatever they going to get.
What are they going to get?
Whatever they going to get. Probably a baby. I don't know. They trying to get a baby. I don't know.
Hard something and bubble gum. And fresh out of bubble gum.
I don't know because that last one got a baby out of Rick Ross. So I don't know.
Oh, Rick Ross got a baby? I don't know.
Yep,
I don't
he got a baby.
I don't be keeping
that
up.
Like, that baby like two or three now. So.
Well, Miss Jackson, I think. I think it was Miss Jackson that he messed with.
No, that's Nelly girl.
Oh, that's Nelly girl.
And he took that. He took her from Mayweather.
Yeah, he messed up.
That's what I'm saying. And you gotta look at somebody like Mayweather. And the crazy thing is,
I don't believe in like dating a foreign woman. You know what I mean? I believe in love.
Well, see,
you know what I mean, if you love what you love,
the black one, like I said, the black woman is a foreign woman. We mix with any and everything.
I wouldn't care where you from. You could be from whatever. I mean, it's just but like
just
at the end of the day.
I just think that's ridiculous. For
black women need to know that they're beautiful and
okay,
they don't need all the extra.
We gonna need our black men to keep on telling it to instill.
So y'all don't have a mind of y'all own
to instill that, because half the time a lot of what y'all gotta remember too is a lot of females.
Y'all looking for
hood,
too damn much.
No, what you gotta realize too is a lot of time these females in the hood, a lot of them do not have fathers in the home. A lot of them do not have.
That's the mom's fault.
Not all the time. Some of these, and I say it not all the time. So that's not saying that I don't agree with you. I agree with you. Sometimes it's these women's fault. Sometimes it's these men's fault. But what
Listen,
I'm saying is,
let me explain
what
something
I'm
to
saying
you.
Is, we have these girls that grow up in these homes with no dad. And
so what the mom doing?
I can't.
Let me tell you something. Nobody can make me change who I am. Like nobody can, like a woman, black woman, like right now, they can, you know, social media, YouTube, whatever. They can sit here and call me ugly all day. I'm not
gonna say you a little chubby side.
Yeah, and that's fine. And guess what? You think it's gonna make me do something different? You think it's gonna I'm still gonna be me.
Right.
I mean, like I said.
Okay, and how old are you? You a grown man? And
yes.
How old are you?
I'm right. Up there.
I'm right. We ain't gonna put your age out there.
Right.
You're not getting no plastic surgery.
I'm not doing none of that, man.
Somebody said you was researching them calf implants.
No, never. And I got terrible legs.
He retarded.
I got terrible legs.
That dude.
I be always trying to say. I always be trying.
He retarded.
I be like, babe, my legs. She be like, no, that ain't it. But guess what? Guess what I do? Leave pants on. Leave my pants on.
You
gonna
say she told you?
So well, yeah. She be like, no, that ain't it. I'm like, damn, maybe. Maybe you looking on the wrong angle. So I be trying to, like, you know, when you put your when you get on your toes, the calf. So
I'm trying to
figure out about these legs. My legs is terrible. But guess what? You don't see me wear shorts, do you, Rob? I don't wear shorts. My legs is terrible. But I heard it at home, so I'm like, oh man, she said, damn, man, my legs are not good. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I can't, you know. And it don't matter how much you work on the legs, you try to build it, it ain't there. Got little ankles.
You're not doing the right leg exercise.
No, I'm cool. It ain't there. Just like the ball. Just like the ball. I've been at the gym. I did all that. But it ain't work for me.
Protein,
so he did that.
That's what I'm saying. What protein are you eating? Like, listen, you gotta look at what you're doing. Like,
now she a fitness trainer.
Bro. Oh, no, he didn't.
Now she a fitness trainer.
I'm just saying, first of all, I'm just saying, my legs speak for themselves. I'm just putting them out there.
I know a lot of people that got nice legs and that they don't mean nothing. You just born with them.
I was just trying on some shoes and the lady was like, your calves? I said, thank you.
What do you call that when they get a percentage?
Commission.
She didn't work at the store.
Shut up. Yeah, she was getting commission.
She was shopping too.
She get a commission.
She believed her.
Y'all haters.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Her friend worked at the store. She was the one that was gonna ring you up.
She was there with her husband.
They was running game on you.
She was there with her husband.
Her husband told her to say it to you.
Yeah.
He worked there too.
Yep. That's what I believe.
Shut up. Well, like I said, a lot of times.
Yeah, Pop said I can't dance. No, I got two left knees, man. Rod know how to dance a little bit. Rod know how to dance just a little bit.
Two-step extraordinaire, that's what you be doing.
No, once he get that yak up in him, Rod dance all night, boy. Rod dance all night, but no.
So back to his cast.
Right, No comment. What I was saying was, before I was really interrupted, a lot of times we have females, young girls who grow up in these homes and they do not have these father figures to show them what a man is supposed to be and what a man does. And as far as the women, what you got to understand is all a woman could do is teach her daughter how to be a woman. She cannot teach her daughter. She cannot take the place of a man. So the women that be saying, oh, I can do everything by myself and I'm mom and dad. No, they can't be mom and dad. All they can do, and if they got sons, all they can do is show their sons the type of woman that
they want.
That's
the water
want.
For me.
Yeah, whatever. what kind of water is that?
Mm.
They ain't good water.
Oh, no, this is definitely
like
not.
Like I'm saying,
it quenches your thirst, though.
is show their sons the type of woman that's respectable and, you know, take it from there. And it's the same thing with the daughters. Like, I mean, what really can you do? We can instill.
Why women be picking them bad guys?
It's not always picking a bad guy. The crazy part is that you can see something totally different. What you got to remember is, and y'all know this, your fathers. When you have a child, sometimes men change and women change for the good. Sometimes they change for the bad. And unfortunately, more often than not, a lot of times people change for the bad. You got just as many women that walk away from their kids as you do men who walk away from their kids.
I don't know too many women that walk away from their kids. Maybe. I know women that have walked away from their kids, but it's more deadbeat dads than it is deadbeat moms. That's a different story.
I mean, whatever. I ain't even gonna go there because I don't want my family jumping on my back. So I'm not even.
Oh, you can't. Oh no, you can't hold them thoughts. But see, I told you,
I'm not gonna go there. But what I'm saying is, my dad was.
You about to get a phone call in a second. Keep it up. Boop, I'm about to get another phone call.
Right, another call. You like, she gotta pay bills. But my dad was a staple in my life, and that's all I can speak for. And as far as my two, I'm the staple that's in their life, and. My daughter is she's very strong. She knows who she is. Her mouth, Lord Jesus, she got her mom mouth. But I love the fact that my daughter, you'll catch her in school with Afro puff. She might have a weave. But the one thing about her is you cannot tell her that she not it. Like, you can't tell her she not it. But that took so long of me instilling that in her. Because when she was around 6, she broke down crying and she was like, I want to be white. And I said, what do you mean you want to be white? She said, I'm just not pretty. I want to look like them. And what I did, I turned around, I cut all my hair off again. And I wanted her to know that hair don't make you. You make it. Whatever you decide to walk out looking like, you do that. But that took a lot. It took hard work for me to get her to that point. Because she was crying and she felt like she didn't look like these little white girls. And it would eat her up. And I'm sitting here like, how is this possible? Like, I talk to my kids. We watching documentaries. I'm telling them where they come from, who they're descendants of. How is it possible my child don't love what she see when she looks in the mirror?
Where do you think that came from?
You tell me. Because the crazy part was when I asked her where they come from, she was like, that's what I see on TV. I said, okay. So you know what? I said, new rule. Y'all don't watch TV no more during the week. Only on the weekend. I had to cut down what my kids were watching because I couldn't have other people telling my kids that they weren't good enough. Mm. And the sad reality of it is it's not like they were actually on TV saying, you're not good enough. It was all that she was seeing. When she was watching Disney Channel, that's all that she was seeing. She was seeing little mixed little girls or little white little girls. She wasn't seeing a whole bunch of us. And that's what she took from it. And it took a lot for me to build her back up and for her to realize that, you know, I'm all that. And now, I think I see it in my
mind. Shout out to your daughter. Yes. We done dropped the shout out on her for a lot today. Let's give her another shout out. Her little products. You know.
And her glasses.
And her, you know.
Yeah, because I got this one on right now. I got this one.
Hey, listen.
I got the caramel apple on right
hey,
now.
Hey, listen. If anybody want to follow us, anything that we do, No Holding Thoughts, everything, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, all that stuff, Anchor, just type in No Holding Thoughts. You'll find us for sure. Even the Cash App. If you want to drop something in the Cash App.
I mean, that's always welcome.
No Holding Thoughts. But $ first, No Holding Thoughts. That's the end of the show, y'all.
Hey.
Gotta go.
Once again.
Choo-choo wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Choo-choo wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Tell him.